You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's a No Filter Friday. We try to keep it pretty lighthearted if we can. We open up the phones. Lines are full right now, but I think some might drop off. So if you're getting a busy signal, try again here in just a minute. 303-691-1649. But let's jump on the lines and let's see what people have to say. This is it Lena? Is that right?
Yes, it is.
It's Lena.
Hello, Lena. Good morning. Thanks for calling your boys. What's going on today?
Hi. Good morning, guys. I have a very quick question I wanted to get your thoughts on in regards to Christmas cards.
Okay.
So
let's do it.
This time of year, I start receiving Christmas cards from people that I really haven't talked to in a long time. I just happen to be on the list.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about it. I feel like people are just bragging about how the year went, and they have these fantastic pictures that they took at a fancy beach somewhere. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
As far as what, like if you should reciprocate and send them a card back, or...
Yes.
Well,
no, never feel pressured to send a card back.
Exactly.
I would say that we've covered on this show each year about how those Christmas letters that people send out, where they talk about, you know, and Brandon was accepted at Stanford.
And John was promoted at the agency.
You know, and Lindsay got her doctorate in such and such.
And I still have no wrinkles on my face. And it's a total time of year to brag.
You know, we spent 3 weeks in the Mediterranean, and it's like, come on.
Barf town. USA.
It's annoying, but there's this pressure. Even my husband is pressuring me to start doing this, and it just adds extra stress.
No, I don't want you to do that because it's super annoying, and people talk about you behind your back. Or if you have a radio show, I come on every year and talk about the people that send the braggy cards to me, and
it's
I hate it. It's so cheesy.
So don't do it.
Don't cave.
You know, push back to your... You know what? If your husband wants to do it, make him do it.
What is your Christmas card this year?
We have none. I've never done it. But yet again, I have been receiving it from people that I've like met once or twice and I have no relationship with. So
here's the thing.
Yeah,
okay, so
bizarre. You don't need to
listen,
do
it. Listen, Gretchen and I do not send out Christmas cards, okay? And the funny thing about it is we have watched how, you know, years ago, I told Jeremy 20 years ago, I used to get, you know, 50, 60 Christmas cards every year. And when you don't send them out, people then call you from their list. Oh, well, Dom didn't send us one, so we're not going to send him. And I'm down to getting maybe 6 or 8 a year now.
Yeah. Well, my wife actually keeps a spreadsheet, actually, Lena, of the people that we get them from and the people that we don't get them from. So it kind of dwindles our list because then we don't send one back.
And the big news last year was that Jeremy told me I was getting cut from the list because I don't send them one. And I said, the difference with that is that besides his mother, I'm the only one who truly appreciates Jeremy and Nicole's Christmas card. I post them, and I've got even last year's hanging up next to the door to the basement.
I didn't know he did that, though.
Yeah.
I didn't know he hung them up.
I kid you not, I have a stack, and I don't know what to do. I feel bad about throwing them away, but I'm not comfortable with, like, posting them or doing anything with them, really.
All of ours every year hit the shredder. After, you know, they sit around for a month, I do the courtesy thing and I throw them in the shredder. So nobody's picture goes out into the world.
You don't want terrorists getting a card that says, "Love, Bob and Mary."
From the Johnson family.
You certainly don't want them having that, Lena. You better shred it.
With a picture of the entire family with their names. I shred them.
Listen, bottom line, we got to run. We're going to take some other calls. But Lena, the answer is... Don't worry about
don't
it.
Do
don't
it.
Don't stress.
Don't.
And if your husband has got his, you know,
panties in a bundle,
wad, he can send out whatever he would like. How's that?
Just leave him, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, boys. Yep. You've been such a delight. Thank you.
Well, you're the best.
We love you, Lena. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We're changing lives here today. Hello, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Super duper.
It's a No Filter Friday, so you get to set the agenda. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, so it's somewhat related to the last caller. It's about Christmas. My wife has given me a number of Christmas things that she wants, She's given me her list. But what she's decreed is that I'm not allowed to spend more than $25 on any single gift. Okay. However, she's given me this list of a few things and said, you have no limit on the number of things you can buy. So do I get her a bunch of, you know, small things, or is it okay in this case as the gift giver to defy her wishes and buy one large thing?
Right, so she can get $100 thing or four $25 things.
I'm going to quickly jump in and say defy all day long.
Defy like your life depended on it.
Defy all day long.
What are you looking to get her that's so much money?
Well, I mean, nothing huge, but, you know, I mean, she likes nice creams, little sitabouts for the house that are nice decorations, pieces of art. But, you know, the things she's given me are like a new pair of slippers, a nice pin.
Hold on a second. Nice, I got to stop you right there.
A nice pin.
I'm on your wife's side so far because she's talking about stuff that she's actually going to use. And you're like, I'm going to get her decorations for around the house. What kind of gift is that?
Yeah, but maybe he knows that there's a little trinket for the house that she's been wanting that's $75.
Trinket, if I'm getting a gift, it's something that I can use versus some trinket that I'm going to put on a shelf. No thanks.
Yeah, but you're not a trinket guy.
Totally agree with you there.
But his wife apparently isn't either. On her list, she's putting down things that she wants to use.
Paul, let me ask you.
Oh, no. I'm going to get her a trinket to put on a shelf.
Did you do the same thing for her then? Give her a list of items for you that are $25?
I did not. She can buy me whatever she wants. But I do want to say, we both like utilitarian things we can use. We're not into like buying junk just to have it. So anything I did get her would be something I know that she would want.
Like a new air fryer.
In addition to the list of things that she has given me that would fulfill the, but you can buy however many things you want.
Listen,
this is a weird Christmas.
Paul, this is one of those things that adds to the stress around the holidays that's so needless and ridiculous.
100% yes.
You know, you should know the person that you love well enough that you don't need a list.
Paul,
that you
let's
know
just
them.
Say it, Dom. It's stupid.
It's
stupid.
It's the whole thing.
Don't sugarcoat it.
Fulfill a list of
this is dumb.
You know what she likes. Just go get it and don't worry about what it costs unless it's going to put you into debt, and then that's a bad idea.
The whole thing's stupid, Paul. Tell her you're not going to do it.
No trinkets on a shelf. Get her things that she would actually use and love. And you know her. How long have you been with this woman?
Oh, we've been married 8 years, together for almost 11.
Well, see, you know what she wants.
So you
wants,
know her
then.
Pretty well. You know what she likes.
What does she truly want this year? Do you know?
You know, probably a new, like, nice house coat. Like a nice robe, but a little nicer than a robe. Like something she could wear outside and not be embarrassed in.
Then go get that immediately. And who cares what the price is on that?
Because
that's a sweet gift because you know she'll use it. All right?
Love. Cool. Solved. Thanks so much, guys.
Our work here is done, Paul. We have solved it.
And if she disagrees, divorce.
I introduced her to the show this morning, and she loved it. So if she disagrees, I'll tell her it came from you guys, and she'll just have to deal with that.
Fair enough.
Deal with it.
We've got broad enough shoulders to be able to take that on, my friend. Paul, have a great day, buddy. We appreciate
you. Bye, Paul.
All right, thanks. Bye, guys.
See you, bud.
Yeah, we can handle it. I don't think Nicole, she's not going to be upset with that gift, is she?
I don't think so. I would be happy with it.
Yes, exactly. Now, I know that the whole thing of a robe sounds cheesy. Like, we were talking about socks about an hour ago as a Christmas
gift.
But
some people are into robes.
But a nice, really comfy robe is
weird. Who wanders around in a robe all day, though? That's, that's the epitome of laziness.
So I got to say something, Nicole. I was never a robe person in my entire life until, for the first time in my life, I now have a hot tub. And so when I go outside, you know, and it's chilly out and I get out of the hot tub, I love having that robe to put on now. So
yeah, definitely.
I'm suddenly a robe person.
That's cute.
What's on your mind today?
In the winter, it's cold coming out of the hot tub.
Exactly.
Right.
So what are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Well, my kiddo is actually going to be with his dad this weekend, and I am doing a little bit of self-care. I'm getting a haircut and a massage, which I'm looking forward
to.
Nice.
Yeah, I threw out my back like 2 weeks ago, and I'm still getting like shooting pain. So
how'd
really
you do that?
Massage will kind of. Oh, that's kind of a long story. I ended up carrying three tires that were attached to steel wheels, which were probably like 80 pounds, up a flight of stairs into my apartment because I couldn't get them mounted when I wanted to and I couldn't leave them in my car. So they were ridiculously heavy.
That's kind of funny. So you were carrying your car's wheels and tires up to your apartment.
The winter wheels and tires. So
right, but you were carrying tires and putting them in your apartment.
But why didn't you get somebody to help you?
Because I'm single. I live in...
Well, I know, but
you... I just moved to Loveland, and I don't have any friends up there, so I just don't have anybody to help me.
That's all right.
Because I think, you know, you can find somebody just around and say, look, this is an 80-pound thing. Can you help me get this
upstairs?
Hey, listen,
I've got to get these tires into my apartment.
People are generally very nice. Somebody would have helped you, Nicole, so you don't throw your damn back out. Now.
Yeah, it could have been like a Hallmark movie, you know, where it's like it's this strong guy.
See?
He's like, yeah, I'll help you, you know. Yeah. And it might, you know, spur some romance.
Would he sound like Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah,
like
I got your tires.
I was hoping some Prince Charming would come and help, but nobody did.
No luck, huh?
But my receptionist's fiance came and helped me take them back down.
Ah, perfect.
When it was time to go get them mounted, so he was a super.
Are you looking for love? Are you single?
I recently divorced earlier this year. So, kind of.
Kind of, sort of. Something happens,
but,
it happens.
But, I mean, are you in the market, or do you want to just not be in the market for a while?
Yeah, lay low for a while.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of both. You know, it's kind of, I miss that companionship. I'm living by myself.
Oh, uh-oh. Your phone's cutting out.
Sorry.
You might have lost.
Sorry. I was saying, I miss the companionship, coming home to somebody, you know, cooking dinner and things like that. But
right.
At the same time, I have a 21-month-old son, so he keeps me busy and entertained, and I get all the love I need from him. So
exactly.
Almost two.
Well, I know that almost two. I know that that I did the thing of almost a year of just not going out with anybody other than just like friends. And it was an important year. So. I got your back on that. So, besides, like you said, if you've got a 2-year-old, you've got plenty on your
plate.
You've
got a lot to think about. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. And it's really busy. I have him probably 95% of the time. So trying to go out on, you know, dates and things
right.
like that.
Yeah. It's hard to bring a 2-year-old with you on a date.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Probably don't really want to do that.
But eventually, he will be the conduit that introduces you to other people because you'll be finding single dads out somewhere, and that's how you guys will bond is over your children. It happens a lot.
Right. Well, that's kind of what I was hoping. I'm like, you know, these dating apps kind of are awful. So I'm like, do I need to go to, like, a park or, like, a kid's, like, playgroup or something like that and hopefully run into, you know, some nice single dads or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
I've got a 2-year-old.com. That's a great dating app. I've got a 2-year-old.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Nicole, all anything right. else on your mind before we go?
I wanted to tell you guys, I'm the one that sent you the picture yesterday of the dog that ate the couch cushion in the crate.
Oh, my God. What a picture, too. Yeah. Oh, that was great. Yeah, Josh and I were laughing about that yesterday. So, look, if you've got the 2-year-old and the dog that's chewing up cushions, you got more than enough to deal with, Nicole. Thank you for sharing the photo, though, okay?
Yeah, that was hysterical. That happened several years ago, but that was probably the funniest thing that he ever ate, but yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing. Thank you for listening and for calling, and we hope you have a great
weekend,
okay?
See you later.
Thank you. You guys, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hope your back feels better, too. We're going to try to squeeze in two more quickly because they've been holding forever. That is Doyle and Tammy. So we got to get through these kind of quick. But, Doyle, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Hey, I got a couple questions for you. You said quick. So, Dom, you work remotely from where?
Georgia.
From Georgia. So do you have to come back to Denver, or do you just do everything from there?
No, he flies in every morning to do the show, and then he flies home. Doyle, come on.
No, I don't know. You know, some require, like, you know, once a week, once a month, or whatever. I didn't know if you had to come in certain times, or if it's just...
In 2022, I came back to Denver, I want to say four times.
Yeah, he pops in and out.
Like we do four our different little, weeks I came in.
Do our little morning show happy hour, meet up with some listeners. And
okay.
He comes in and you know, checks his
heat. The next time I come in, we're going to be doing a happy hour greeting, I think, up in Arvada.
Yeah,
something like that. What we're doing.
You know, something the main like reason that he comes in is he comes in and he checks his voicemail on his phone in the office.
It's true.
Yeah, it's usually flashing.
So do you work remotely, Jeremy?
No, I'm here in the studio.
He's right there.
We're running the board, and we can see each other via video, and I'm here.
Now, another question for Jeremy is, is that you on that furnace commercial?
It is me on that furnace commercial.
So is that a true, accurate reflection of you? Are you that tight?
Let's just leave it at that.
Sometimes.
That's a great question.
I'm just messing with you.
That's funny, Doyle.
We
that
like your sense of humor, buddy. We got to run. Thank you for being on the show.
I sent you a real quick thing. I sent you a thing on that missile toad. I never heard nothing about it. What the heck?
What are you talking about?
On Messenger. I sent you.
Okay, hold on a second.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hold
Doyle's high as a kite.
Hold on.
What is he
talking
about?
Hold on just
about?
A second. We're going to come back. But we got to quickly, before we go to break, we got to talk to Tammy. She's been holding a million years. Hi, Tammy. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hi, Tammy.
What's going on with you this weekend?
My son has a basketball tournament tomorrow, and that's about it.
That's it, huh? Is he good?
Yeah, he's gotten a lot better over the last year.
That's nice. It's hard to go and watch your kid when they suck, you know?
Right?
How old is he?
He is going to be 11 on the 11th.
Hey, right on.
Oh, okay. Very good.
It's his golden birthday.
So what are you most wanting this year for Christmas, Tammy? What's the thing that is calling your name?
A new diamond ring.
Ooh. Really? Well, as long as it's not anything expensive.
Right? We just celebrated our 10-year wedding anniversary, so, you know, an upgrade.
Yeah? Like, how big you want to go?
Not too big. Just I want something different than what everybody else has.
So what would that be?
A black wedding band with a pink sapphire.
Wow.
Whoa, that is definitely different.
I see that very often.
Right? That is different.
Where did you meet that guy?
Through a mutual friend.
Okay.
We grew up 20 minutes away from each other, so.
Well, do you think you're going to get the ring?
Probably not, but, you know, wishful thinking.
Probably not. At this point, can't you just go buy your own ring? Just go find what you want and buy it.
Time.
It doesn't need to come from
that's
him.
What I did the first time.
Well, then do it again.
Right?
This guy must really hate picking out jewelry.
He did not buy you your first engagement/wedding ring?
Not really, no.
That's all right. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's not all right with me, but
yeah, whatever. Different strokes. They've been together for 10 years.
10 years.
Works just fine.
I mean, 10 years, it works, I guess. What else is on your mind? You got a question for us, or is everything good?
No, everything's good. I'm just working, so I figured I'd give you guys a call.
Well, thank you
for that. It means the world to us that you spend your mornings with your boys in the morning, Tammy. Thank you. We hope you have a terrific weekend, okay?
You too, thanks.
See you later.
I love our listeners. They're the best. The best! Another edition of No Filter Friday in the books.